Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, but guess what? That day was so chaotic. It really was. It was a really crazy day. Plus the fact I spent the day with my new Gamma Rho sisters in Second Life. We did pictures, talked, laughed, acted crazy, all that girly kind of thing that you can't get in real life. Yay! Anyway, how's everybody doing tonight? I am doing fabulous. Everything is absolutely peachy keen. The day was absolutely wonderful. I left work early. Yay, early. Yeah, I can't do that often. But today, I actually strolled out and, like, kissed my butt. Yeah, so it was actually pretty good day today. So, on our agenda, as everybody knows, the topic is, can you stay friends with your ex? Now, I guess that could depend on if you have kids, because you have to stay some sort of friends. If you don't have kids, do you say, kiss my ass and move on? If you leave each other on a good note or bad note. So it really just depends, I guess, on how that goes. Me, myself, my ex has not talked to me for years. Then I have one ex that just won't leave me the fuck alone. Oh, did I say fuck? Yeah, he won't. So I'm trying my best to be nice to this pilgrim, but he obviously is not getting it, because sometimes I guess they don't get the fact that I no longer want to be bothered with you. You're an ex for a reason. I don't like you anymore. Stop calling my number. And when I change it, who gives it to you? So, yeah, it's one of those type of days for me. But anyway, I have been honored with the presence of my sisters of high society. So they're going to give their feedback on this topic. Now, we've got an hour. Yes, I actually did an hour on Tuesday because I felt guilty about yesterday. I felt guilty that I wasn't on air. And some of you probably didn't even freaking miss me. And then some of you who sent me little notes and little emails and IMs did miss me, and I love you too. So without further ado, I'm going to bring my sisters online. I'm doing it right now, damn it.
Hi. Hello. Hello.
Hey.
There they are.
Hello.
There they are.
Hey, Miss Sugarlicious.
Hello.
Hello.
Introduce yourself.
This is Star. What's up, everybody? Hi.
Hey, Star.
Hey.
It's me, Miss Kimberly Zane.
What's up, Kim?
Hello.
Kim.
Who else is on the line?
Aaliyah. It's Aaliyah.
Cyberstar, the 2013 High Society Prom Queen.
Yeah. Get out. Get out, Leah. Get out.
Oh, God.
No.
Here she goes already.
I love it.
You know what? Can you believe this? Oh, my God. Okay. No. Audience, let me just clear the air right now.
You guys
better be glad I didn't make it in the competition because I would have been the winner.
Oh, my God.
Please.
Yes. Zane right. Chronicles, you know, I am that force.
No, me and Bae got a lot. Trust. In the bag.
My barf
in
bag.
The bag.
I don't think so.
In the coach bag.
Like, where is it? No.
Y'all are crazy.
So, ladies, we all know what the topic is. We know that it is, can you stay friends with your ex?
Are we talking about reality exes, Second Life exes, or a combination of both?
We can talk about the combination of both because a lot of my listeners don't even know what Second Life even means. They have no clue. I have a lot of listeners that don't know what I'll say Second Life and they'll type to me and go, what the fuck is that again? Seriously. So a lot of my listeners don't have a clue what it means. They have no clue what it means. So a lot of them, you know, one of them's laughing right now in chat. They're laughing at me right now because they have no clue what it means. So yeah, let's go both. Let's go reality and let's go fantasy. Let's do both.
Well, all righty.
Who wants to be first?
Who said me first?
Go ahead, Ms. Star, since you're, you know, the special prime time guest.
Well, how I personally feel about the topic, I'm kind of on the fence with it because I can be friends with my ex perfectly fine, even if it was a bad breakup. If it was a bad breakup, depending on what happened, you know, I would need some time to kind of get over all that. But over time, you know what I'm saying, if we had a friendship while we were together, then sure, we can have a friendship after the fact. I just don't want to know anything about your love life, and I don't want to tell you anything about my love life. And as long as we can keep it mutual, then we're cool. But then at the same time, if you did me dirty, then I'm like, fuck you. I don't want to talk to you again. I don't want to see you. I don't want to be around you. I don't want to be a goddamn friend. I don't wish you good things right now. So being your friend is really not even a minuscule of an idea for me. So it just kind of, for me, depends on the situation. We can be cool, but if I don't like your ass, then I don't like your ass. That's just what it is.
Star is not right.
I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, I think I can kind of swing both ways on that, too. It just depends on the situation. But my thing is this, if you have an ex who is trying to be your friend, maybe they want to get life or they still have emotions and feelings where maybe you've moved on, then that creates a problem because they don't ever want to just be that genuine friend. They always have this ulterior motive. So everything they do is going to look towards that.
But you also got to throw into play, there's probably always going to be, somebody's going to have feelings. If you're an ex, if you're friends, somebody's always going to have an underlying feeling. One of them is always going to feel something. Like, you love somebody, you don't just turn it off just because you break up. So if you make the choice to be friends, you just got to keep whatever you're feeling on the back burner because the other person has moved on. You know, you don't want to be friends, so, you know, lock it down.
I don't know.
That's true.
I personally feel like once I break up with somebody or once someone breaks up with me, don't find me, don't call me, don't look me, don't email me, don't Facebook me, don't send me no friend requests. I don't want to know who you are, where you are, who you doing, who you with. Like, don't contact me. I don't care to know about you at all. Like, I don't want to know you. Like, act like I have never.
Those
I don't care. And I don't care if it was on good terms. Like, if we broke up, we broke up. Okay. Live your life. I'll live mine. And let's not live it together. Okay.
See, you just cut with it. You just cut them. Cut them at the, you know,
yeah,
cut them at the knees.
Mm-hmm.
But what if you mutually decided, okay, you know, this is just not working out anymore, but you still care about each other. You just can't be in a relationship. The relationship is not working out. Does not mean the friendship can't work out.
Exactly.
In the event that, you know, you and this person just decided, okay, we've gone as far as our path is going to let us go, but, you know, we have developed a good friendship. Do you throw that away just because you can't work out a relationship?
Yes.
No, look, she's crazy over there, like, forget you. But I feel like if you've invested yourself into this person for all the time, you know,
right.
Why should you walk away? It's not necessary.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I think you can have that friendship, that bond, without having it cross lines.
I think
because you just invested too much into this person.
True.
Yeah.
I think it's a very thin line because as long as it cannot be crossed, it's a very, very thin line on if you can be friends with your exes. There's a lot of different variables to think about. Like, you know, is this person still in love with me, or am I still in love with them? Or, you know, if I see them with somebody else, am I going to get salty? You know, am I going to get in my feelings because I see you happy with somebody else? You know, it happens. So it's a real thin line. I guess it kind of depends on each person, each situation.
If you're still in love with a person, I think it's extremely difficult to see them with someone else. And I think that is what makes the friendship difficult, is because even though you may want to stay friends with the person, but if you see them with someone else, how does your heart feel about that? Because when me and my ex broke up, I could give two shits. I really could. He wanted to be friends. I was like, yeah, whatever, sure. And I'm thinking to myself, please lose my fucking number. So when I finally changed my phone number, he was asking all of our mutual friends. I had to give all of our mutual friends because he was asking them everything I was doing, and that was getting to me too. And he had them call, oh, please, he asked about you, okay, and what do you want me to do about that? So it made it difficult when I was going with them somewhere and then there.
That sounds like a stalker.
friend
of somebody that is obsessed with you. Yeah.
Look, that's like a whole nother
radio. Yeah, that's
show.
A whole nother topic.
That's another show.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I don't know. Like I said, I think I could be friends with my ex. I am friends with some of my exes. It happens if we could be two adults about the situation. I'm in my 30s, girl. I got plenty exes, okay? But
plenty.
At the same time, I'm cool with some of them. Some of them is like, you know, I don't like your ass when we were together. I don't like your ass when we not together, so I don't want to be your friend. But, you know, if we can be cool, we can be cool. I can be cool with anybody. You know, I could have an enemy and we can make up and be, well, I won't say friends, but we can be cool later. My ex, I guess for me, it just kind of depends on how the breakup went, you know, how it ended and what happens after all that, after we get over the hurt. After the hurt's gone, can we think back to how things were great and we were friends, we got along, we had shit in common, you know, and move on from there or not?
That's pretty much. Very mature of you. I don't know. I invest a lot into people, and sometimes it feels as if, you know, doing that, you know, you kind of put yourself out there a little, and so when things hit the fan and when people break up and situations move forward and stuff like that, it's just kind of like, why did I do it? You know, you kind of think back, like, why did I invest all this emotion into somebody who may not have been worth it? So it kind of makes you bitter, and that bitterness kind of turns into don't ever look for me again. And so, yes, I understand the enlightened version would probably be to, you know, forgive and forget and be cool and hug and stuff and be like, yeah, you're still a cool person. But, nah, I don't think I'm there yet with certain people in my past. But, I can see that side of things. I just think that some people and some hurt you can't really get over as quickly as other types of hurt.
If ever.
Especially if there's kids involved, if there's kids involved and things of that nature. So I think it's probably like you were saying, a case-by-case kind of thing. But generally speaking, I personally just don't care to know about my exes. I really don't. Like, I hate when people even, especially how people come back to you and be like, oh, I heard your ex was doing this, and I heard your ex was with this person. I hate people who come and tell me that. Like, don't tell me.
Right.
Like, why damn, I don't care. Like, why are you going to tell me? Now I got to spend mental energy thinking about this little dumb, you know, you start to cut that person out. You know? You just don't want to think about that person. I'm just saying.
I think relationships on SL, though, are a little bit different. Well, a little bit. It's a lot different because I think people tend to jump in relationships in SL quicker than they would in real life.
And out of them.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. I think it's easier jumping out of them. I mean, I've never seen a game that you can just get married and decide that you want a divorce and get married,
mm-hmm.
divorce,
24
married,
hours later.
Divorce. I mean, right, exactly. And it's constantly... I had one person, I swear I shit you not, a whole year I counted. She got married and divorced 10 times
wow.
in a year. Now, that
a whole
is, and each time was these lavish weddings with, you know, the bridesmaids. The bridesmaids never changed. The groomsmen, of course, did because it was different guys, you know what I'm saying? But the bridesmaids were always the same. And it was always the same flower girl, always the same damn thing.
That is
the colors
funny.
Were the damn same. I think the bitch was wearing the same dress. I mean, I kid
oh.
you not. It was like, after a while, it was like a rotation. You know what I'm saying? You were thinking, damn, what the hell was going on here? I mean, I understand some people probably come in game for a relationship because let's face it, Second Life is a social atmosphere. It's not a game. It's actually a social atmosphere. And that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do. That's why you have families. You role play families, friends, what have you. But after
yeah.
a while, how many times can you really say, oh, I found the love of my life. I'm happy
I
right now. This is the one for me.
Well, I think as far as SL is concerned, because most people are basing things off of personality in the first place,
right.
that it's not too hard to find more than one person that you mess with, you know, well as far as your personalities go. You know, your personalities can click real well over the internet, you know. So people can get in a relationship and not be in a relationship, and then tomorrow you're with your best friend and y'all are in a relationship because, you know, you just have that personality matching up. But
right.
SL to me isn't much different as far as how I deal with relationships and people and things like that. I'm pretty much the same, real and SL. If I don't fuck with you, then I don't fuck with you. If I do fuck with you, then,
you
know, happy-go-lucky, and we all the best of friends until I don't like you no more. And then
mm-hmm.
I don't like you no
yes.
more.
So, you know what? I've been trying to get you to fuck
like
with me,
you no
and
more.
You just will not go out with me.
You've been trying to get me to go out with you. Look, babe, we can
go
out.
We
can go out tomorrow. Wherever you want to go, babe, we can go.
On the last on the radio.
I see you surely put me on blast.
Lord.
We can't even go get some. We can't even go get some ice cream. Just nasty.
Yes, we can. We can go get some ice cream.
Oh, my
I like
God.
Mint chocolate chips, but we can go do that. You're going to get me in all types of trouble after this conversation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let me shut up.
My Facebook about to go
off
any second, like, ding, ding,
yeah, I'm about to be in trouble too, Lord. No. I just want to go to, like, a carnival. You know, we just have, like, friendly little outing. I've known you for how long now, and I've never, like, barely seen your face.
Yes, let's do stuff.
All right,
please. Oh, my
I had
goodness.
To get, I had to get drastic with it. Sorry, sugar.
Now, Sonali is
okay.
saying she's on call, but it's showing her actually live. I don't know what the
well,
hell
we know she's
talking
not on
about.
Oh, Lord.
We know she's
tonight.
Not on the phone.
Yeah, we
know. We would know if
weird.
She was on the phone.
Hey, y'all got you?
When he...
Hey,
hello.
You
know,
hi,
baby
girl.
So, fuck all
that. Oh, yeah, yes. Oh, okay.
She's,
hi, everyone.
She's not on?
Yeah, I hear her.
Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she was on.
I just heard her.
We just heard her.
She was just talking.
I'm shocked she's quiet. I'm shocked she's quiet.
That's because you told her you was going to put her on hold if she get to squeaking.
Sweetheart, you can talk, baby.
I can't even answer the question, y'all. Y'all just basically heard it myself.
No. You know what's on.
You need to get it popping. When you got to get it popping up in here. Come on.
Oh, can I be friends with Miles? Hell yeah, because I'm going to need to make sure I can call him at 12 o'clock at night to be like, you're chilling.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
I'm
going to call you at 12 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I have to call you at 12 o'clock. You got to be at the crib by sundown, and you got to be out before the sun comes up. Like, 12 o'clock at night, look. We not together, but you can still
lay
a pipe.
Wow.
Wow. Why did we ask her to say something? Lord, help us.
Oh,
Lord, help us.
Okay, wait. That's a whole other topic, though, because let's be real, ladies. We all, one time or another, still sleep with our ex after we break up.
I have not ever slept with my ex. That just don't happen. I don't do that. Mm-hmm. You can't get these cookies if you don't want the whole package.
Well,
bottom line,
we have all, as far as I say, you are an exception to the rule, my dear. But most people, especially if you're like in a relationship and you break up, that big major of a reason to break up.
Oh my God.
When you and your ex break up, there's a grace period. The grace period is like 30 days. You can't go and smash somebody else after you just broke up with your ex. So within that grace period, I'm going to keep calling your phone like, yo, it's 12
o'clock.
Where you at?
Wow.
Nah,
oh, my God. That's a new one to me.
Go smash somebody else 30 days after a breakup. What is that about? I can wait a whole month before I want to smash them because I'm no longer in a relationship. Girl, please.
There's so much in this I'm sorry.
Mm-mm. Y'all
people be in the club the same night after a breakup in the crib getting it in.
Y'all are nasty.
That's how
I'm going out. I'm single now, boo.
That's called vulnerable sex. That's called vulnerable because you're vulnerable because you just got a relationship. So that's called vulnerable sex. No,
yeah,
I don't
rebound.
I don't want no reason. I don't want no all that extra. Because after, it depends on how long you've been in a relationship. You got to go out. You got to get to know somebody else. And you can't give him the cookies on the first night because then he might look at you as a whore. So in between, why are you going to
help me?
Please
help me.
You was
in the
first
way
night.
Too
deep with that one.
Wait, wasn't this conversation just normal a second ago?
Lord.
It's true. Why you need to know somebody else? He'd be snatching that egg so that you can hold out longer on the new person. So he can be like, oh my God, she's like so awesome. She's really not giving me the coup. Make him work harder, but you're still smashing that egg.
I am not even.
This comment has gone from can you be friends with your ex to can you smash your ex after you're over with him? Woo, talk about a thin line.
Best friend girl.
Okay, don't get quiet. I'm trying to get Aaliyah back on.
Oh, okay. I was just thinking of that.
And I probably scared the shit out of her.
I'm the good one out of all y'all.
What?
You're the one?
How are you the good one? You're the one still smashing your ex after y'all broke up.
Okay, exactly. Okay? Give me a break.
Hold on. Even though I'm doing that, I'm not spending my
heart. Give me a break.
Doing what?
I'm the good one. I'm the good one out of all of you.
You can still see somebody for 30 days. Like,
I'm the good one.
Me. I'm the innocent
Who,
one.
I'm the good one.
Who said they're the good one? Why does that sound so low?
I'm the innocent one. I go to church on Sundays. I'm
no,
blessed.
I'm,
oh, please.
I'm the only good
You're
one.
You go to church on Sunday.
Chip.
That's because she has
well,
to
about
from
you
all
right
the
now.
Sins.
Nobody
Don't you know the biggest sinners
good.
Are in church? That's why they're in church.
Exactly. I don't
That's why they're
church.
In church.
I don't see.
Everybody in church society is good at being bad. There you go.
There we go.
Lord.
I'm good at being stubborn. I don't know about bad. I'm not
Don't
bad.
You know, having a quiet break, let me throw this out there. High Society High Prom is in August the
30th. Yay!
August.
Prom! Let's vote for Star and Tyresha.
And I'm winning.
For King
and
Queen.
And I'm going to be the one. Yeah, me. Hello.
Yay.
Me.
Star,
okay.
Tyresha.
Wait. Why y'all throwing out plugs? I'm in an auction Friday for Slick. That 7
Ooh.
SL time.
Yay.
Yes. There's going to be lots of delicious studs and lovely fams.
I'm going
to
come
auctioned off.
My audience that doesn't know about SL, I keep telling you, fuck off or go ahead and join. I keep telling you people, only thing you have to do is go www.secondlife.com and join. Don't be chatting with me and I am in me asking me what the fuck it is. I've told you
no!
many times
Come.
Before, the ones that don't play Second Life,
it's
get
fun.
Your ass in and have some fun. It is fun.
Yay!
It is.
Don't
be
talking
like wow. No.
With all of
Nothing
others
like wild.
That,
it's not.
That roll around SL, come join
okay.
us.
It all depends on who you surround yourself with. It's a really fun game. It's fun if you make it fun.
Right.
There you go.
It's definitely
and if
what
you, don't
you
get,
make it.
And if you don't get a whole bunch of X's, it's real fun.
Yeah. Like me.
What do you do when your ex has a lot of X's?
You sleep
oh,
with all
Lord,
your
ex. Yeah, that's somebody you definitely don't.
Or you mean like
it.
The clingy exes that want to be back in their lives and make your life a living hell?
Uh-huh.
Those type of exes?
Oh, yeah. I don't like those kind of exes. Those are just rocks. I don't got time for all that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's only
See, I never. The thing about me, I don't have any exes in Second Life. I stayed a virgin and stayed without anyone until I got married. I've been in Second Life since 2004. It's just,
I'm sorry,
I saw the drama around it. No, don't be sorry. I finally got something.
Wait, you never slept with nobody all this time?
No, not until my husband.
I'm sorry.
What? Don't be sorry. Why are you sorry?
Okay, wait.
Why are you sorry?
Come on, girl. I'm sorry.
Are you saying on your sugar account? Or, like, is there some other account?
No, period. At all.
Why?
I saw too much drama. Honestly, it was too much drama. I saw it.
That's
With
true.
The friends that I had, it was too much. It was just too much. And I didn't even want to be a part of that bullshit. I really just didn't want to. I would prefer just not even dealing with that.
You know, it's
I prefer
really
not
sorry.
Even dealing with that.
In my opinion, I think it's...
Before I cut everybody, Lulu's on the phone, y'all.
Hi, Lulu.
Hey, Lulu.
Hi, Lulu.
Are you feeling
Hi,
any better?
Lulu. I am
Lulu?
In my bed. Somebody keeps waking me
up. I am in my bed. Okay, we're gonna take a brief commercial break. We're gonna take a brief commercial break, and we'll be right back. Promise.
Bye.
Maybe. Maybe.
Hello, hello, hello. It is me. It is I again. Welcome back. For those who just joined us, we are talking about what we were talking about. Can you be friends with your exes? But, of course, it changed to something else because that's how me and my sisters are. We're all over the damn place. So it got changed over into other things. Yes, yes, it did. It got changed over. Anyway, I'm with my high society sisters. I've got actually six of them on the line right now because Lulu just joined us as well. For those of you who have been trying to call, I apologize profusely. My line only holds so many people, so when you try to call in, it either will bounce somebody off or it won't. And the thing is, I've got all these girls connected like a solid connection, so it won't kick any of them off. I apologize. I've got about 10 people that want to join in this conversation, and trust me, I do apologize for it. I'm in chat with a couple of them. And, again, if you don't know what Second Life is, I am so sick of you people asking me that. Seriously, that shit's about to get on my nerves. I'm going to come to your house. I'm going to find you and come to your house and fucking download Second Life on your computer and make your ass play it. Because every time you ask me, what's that? What's that Second Life you talk about? It's irritating because some of you, Georgiana, have asked me this, and you've been listening to me for 2 years, and you ask me every time. And it's not a LOL. It's not funny. That's not funny. It's not. How dare you? How dare you keep questioning it, damn it? Shout out to the lovely Miss Lovely who couldn't get on and join us for this, but she and I are going to have a show all to ourselves. I'm about to bring my sisters back on so we can just drive you more crazy than normal. We could not believe how quiet Sanaya was. If anybody knows Sanaya, that's the sister with the mouth. But she was quiet, but we didn't even know she was online. I mean, like, wow, for real? Okay, I'm going to bring my sisters back, all right? Here we go.
Sanaya knew she had to creep in because we were talking mess earlier.
She come creeping in, talk about, I got to keep my ex around so I can get some at midnight.
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe she said that. Here I am trying to. I have. This is a PG damn fucking show. What the hell's wrong with you talking about that?
What?
PG.
Wait a minute. That PG. She didn't been cursing.
She said like
I
cursed.
What was I cursing?
When was I cursing?
Just
now.
What? My audience know I never fucking curse. What are you talking about? Never.
Oh, wow.
That's not a curse word. That's not a curse word.
Wow. I hope you cut your pinky finger up.
Oh, my God. My pinky finger's up right now. What are you talking about? Oh, my God.
Did this show just turn into, like, the lies we can tell?
I don't think I like this show so far. Oh. Whatever.
No, but let's be for real. Okay, hold on. Let's be for real. Star, have you ever slept with one of your exes?
What? I had a bad connection. I can't hear that well.
Star, did you clip?
You heard that what? You heard that what? She was like,
what? Oh, my God.
Wait. Let me clarify the question. Have I slept with the ex? Like we're done with each other, but we're smashing still, or have I slept with the ex? Like, okay, maybe we're trying to work things out, but we're not back together yet. Which one are you talking about? It's a real thin line there. I mean, what are you talking about here? We're talking about.
Have I ever had sex with an ex?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, okay, listen. Now, I absolutely agree with
you.
The grace period. I'm in agreement with the grace period because there is a grace period in which it doesn't really count. Like, you're broken up, but maybe y'all might get back together. So, you know, that doesn't count. So, yeah,
how
long
is the grace?
Wow.
I have had sex with an ex during the grace period, but outside of the grace period, no. I told y'all, I forget them after that.
That is
the
grace period.
Y'all
crazy.
That's the first I've ever heard of a grace period. This is something that Aaliyah just thought of.
No.
I don't know about a grace period.
Let me Google grace period.
No, you can't put a time limit on a grace period because 9 times out of 10, that grace period is going to be until you find somebody else that makes you not want to fuck your ex no more.
Wow.
It could
pretty much. I mean, if you're still smashing your ex, but you're smashing your ex and all intentions of never getting back with them, but the sex is good, so you keep going back to the sex. As soon as you find somebody else that you want to sleep with or be with or deal with on that level that makes you not want to even look at your ex no more, you stop smashing them. So it's not really a grace period. It's just, okay, I'm going to sleep with you until I want to no more, but we'll never be back together. You can't have this, but you can have this for a little while.
Wow.
That's pretty much what it is.
Okay. Ladies.
I'm learning some interesting things in this conversation.
A grace period is a time past the deadline for obligation during which a late penalty that would have been imposed is waived. Grace periods, which can range from a number of minutes to a number of days or longer, depending on the context, can apply in various situations, including job, paying bills, for meeting for the government, legal requirements, or many, many other situations. That's the grace period.
Wait. All that other stuff I can take in the grace period. We can leave sex out, but I can get the bills.
I didn't see nothing about having sexual intercourse with your ex on that list.
A damn grace period.
You're talking about the urban dictionary. We're not talking about letters. You're talking about the urban dictionary.
I need to find the urban dictionary.
Don't find the urban dictionary. Find the sexology dictionary. That's the dictionary you need to look for.
Sexology dictionary.
Right.
I didn't know there was a sexology dictionary. I need
this. I did not know about the sexology dictionary. Can I please get the damn link?
You know, I would like a copy, please.
I'm going to need that.
She'll have it for you in a week, so she's going to go type it all up for you real quick.
You know I am, right? I'm doing it right now.
So you can honestly, actually sit here and say, after they officially say, yo, I'm done with an ex, the sex is officially cut off. Like, there's no sex and there's no nothing.
I damn sure can't say that shit. Hell no.
I can say that.
Yeah.
You know what it is too? This is really what it is. Because it's all about being comfortable. Because 9 times out of 10, if you are, you know what I'm saying, a woman and not a whore, you're not gonna go out and just smash the very next thing that smiles at you. But you're still comfortable with sleeping with your ex. And you know, you still have those desires, but you're still very comfortable with making love to your ex or whatever. And at the end of the day,
making love, just going out from the back. I don't even gotta see your face.
Well, at the end of the day, you know, that's really all it is. It's because I'm still comfortable with you, but I'm not comfortable with the next person just yet. But when I do get comfortable with them, okay, you cut off. Ain't no point in me using you for your sex no more because there's this person over here.
Right.
So y'all need to spin me around to hit it from the back.
You have sex with an ex on the front, like if y'all facing each other, that's when all these emotions come back. Because you're looking at this person's eyes and you're like, oh my God, this sex is awesome. And we had an okay relationship, but it wasn't the best. Let's try and work it again. When you're hitting it from the back,
okay,
you're pulling it here.
What if you broke up because the sex wasn't good?
What's the reason you broke up in the first place?
Oh, well, that's a whole nother topic, too. If we broke up because of sex, then you definitely ain't smashing your ex.
Wait.
So you mean to
telling me there is an acceptable and a non-acceptable way to smash your ex during this so-called period.
No.
Yes.
This child is making
yes,
up as she goes.
Yes, yes, Lulu, yes.
First of all, if you love your ex, if you
have
love, you know.
Hold on, sir.
I have to say, for me, if me and my ex are done and we are still having sex, a thing for me that I cannot do is kiss him. If we're having sex, when there's no kissing. Because that's too emotional for me.
Yep,
no kissing.
That's
true. We could do the missionary, or we could do me on top, whatever you want to do, but do not kiss me because that is like drawing my emotions out for me. So,
okay, well, y'all are weird.
She can do the nasty, just don't kiss her.
But wait, okay, wait. Let's ask this. I forgot that Lulu was on the phone. Lulu, have you slept with an ex, girl?
Oh, yes.
Ooh.
I have several of them.
Oh, yes.
Okay, well, thank you.
And you know what? To be honest, I still sleep with a couple of, well, I don't want to say a couple, but I still sleep with
a couple of my ex. Wow. Where did you
go? Wait.
A couple, but I don't want to say a couple.
I say that because
it's
okay.
I say that because I don't want to say, like, I am a woman of loose morals because I'm not. I am very, like, you know. But why do
uh-huh.
I put somebody up just tarnish my number when I have these amazing sex gods over here that can just slip in my because
I got a question. I got a question for the people that do fleet with their exes.
I got a question.
What?
So, like, my question is... No. My question is for those of you that do smash your exes, is this a continuing thing? Like, you know, you'll move on years later, but you might just call them up for a booty
right.
call just because you know it's going to be some
right.
good shit.
Yeah.
No, you should not do that.
That's a good question.
In my case, it's never planned, and it's always spontaneous. Like, my exes like to make a reappearance, because I've had my number since high school, that's the main reason. And, you know, all this social media, you know, your exes see you doing good, they want to come make a reappearance, all at these random times. The majority of the time, I just pay them no attention. But if I get to start thinking, like, oh, my gosh, sex was pretty good. I haven't had any in 3 months.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's not like it's ever, it's not a planned thing. But sometimes if it was, like, I think if you guys left on good terms and you guys have that understanding between the two of you that, yes, I'll never have anything with you again, but, you know, we definitely had a physical connection. Then some people can revisit that. Others, it's too emotional for them. They can't, even after over time. I mean, even I have an ex who, like, I feel absolutely nothing for him. But if I wanted to go have sex with him, I know it would be, you know, it would be great. But I'm at the point in my life where it's not just about sex anymore, so I don't foresee me sleeping with any of my exes right now. You know what I mean? I think it depends on the stage that you are in your life as well.
Like, with me, personally, because I still miss around one of my exes. Like, it was never, like Lulu said, it was never something planned. I can be watching freaking Cartoon Network, and I'd be like, oh, my God, I'm horny. And then I just text
wow.
him.
Wow. Did you just say that?
Did you just say that you could be watching cartoons, that you could be watching
like
Barney
no,
and Fred Flintstone, and then you'll go, oh, my God, I'm horny?
Like, I've been on the phone with you guys for 17 minutes. In the course of this phone call, I've had three exes that I haven't heard from in about 2 or 3 months just hit me up via text message.
Exactly. And if you live by yourself...
Like,
Wow.
If you live by yourself, it's like, oh my God, they're just there at the right fucking time.
Wow.
I'm gonna need y'all to detach from the exes. That's the whole point of ex.
Oh my God.
That is true. And I think
you're a cop. You're huge. Like, you're totally not my type anymore or whatever. But I still smash.
I can't smash nobody I'm not physically attracted to. If I am not physically attracted to you, there is no smashing going down at all. Oh, my God, no. No. Mm-mm.
Hey. You know, I'm not like anymore, but I'll still smash you.
Wait, but can we agree that Sanae is just a little bit too horny?
A little bit. I can tell you, when she said Cartoon Network,
she get it from her
mama. I'm imagining watching the Smurfs and her going, ooh, where's my vibrator?
No, right there.
The Smurfs is on.
I'm in a relationship at the moment. So, no, I'm not smashing any exes right now.
You said you were super duper horny.
I'm sorry, not right now. I'm not smashing any S's at all.
Mm-hmm.
You did not say that with no damn straight face. I tell you that much.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't think she did.
I am currently.
The things you learn.
Currently, I'm not smashing any S's. I'm happy to say. Most of my S's who are trying to come back into the picture, they want to get married. So I'm definitely not smashing anybody because that would just deliver the wrong impression.
Well, yeah, I just want to say.
No, see, yes. I'm just evil. I'll deliver the wrong impression and be like, look, let me tell you what happened. This is what happened.
Wow.
Me personally, Star, is smashing the goddamn hell out of her ex as often as I possibly can. I want to smash and smash and smash until there's no smashing left.
Wow. Okay.
Well, okay.
We heard it.
We get it.
You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah, she's definitely putting a shout out for herself out there.
Ain't no shame in my game. She needs to stop coming around me looking like that. That's all I got to say. She don't come around me looking like that. We won't have no problems.
Oh,
no,
wow.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay.
As far as my ex is concerned, this is Aaliyah talking. Yeah, he is. No. My ex is not going to be able to remember the smell of my beautiful pussets.
Oh, wow.
Anything else? No.
You better recall. You better think about it real hard.
I mean, it all depends on who you are, though. It all depends on the type of person that you are. Me, I'm. When I was younger, back in my younger days, you know, when I was a teenager, I just didn't care. I honestly did not care. If I wanted to smash, I'm going to smash.
Hold on. We call that the hoe phase. That's what we call it.
Wow.
Not saying that I was a whore or anything, because nobody knows my name. But, like...
Well, they all know now.
Everybody
that you just smash uncontrollably, everybody all the time. Like, what the hell?
Uncontrollably.
Nobody knows my name.
You know what, though, what honestly gets to me is, like, they say that guys are always horny 24/7. I think females are always horny 24/7, too, but we just don't speak on it as much as they do.
I'm not horny 24/7. Maybe like 18/7. Yeah, but 24, nah, I sleep sometimes. I ain't horny when I sleep.
You know, you have
to. Oh, my God.
I really have a guy's mentality when it comes to sex. I think that was my problem because I was like, sometimes I'll be thinking about sex more than the guy was, and he'll be like, I'm like, oh my god.
Wow. Oh boy, you know what? I forgot to say the Aries like me. Tonight, I'm going to need you to have a little more tact, though, because I'm an Aries and I want it all the time, but I'm not going to be putting it all out there like that.
No. Don't think I'm putting it out there like that. I have a significant other. It's to the point where my significant other at this moment is like, oh my God, can I freaking breathe? No, you can't fucking breathe. It's my fucking day off. So fuck no. We're gonna fucking
my day off.
No fucking day off. What the fuck?
Star, get your shaft.
me.
I have nothing to do with it. Where the hell do you think she get it from?
Lord, I see. Because it's your off day. You own one.
Exactly. It's my freaking off day. So don't tell me let's have a break. You're going to have sex with me until I tell you to stop. The fuck?
Wow. Hide your kids, hide your wife.
Wait a minute.
And make sure you turn off the cartoons because those make her horny too. Mm-hmm. I know, right?
That's
right.
All of bones.
I have never heard of something like that in my life. In my life.
Wow.
Lord. No, that's not me. I didn't say nobody knew my name. Somebody's asking me a question. And no.
Saying, no, I'm
and that's not
that
me.
Cartoon.
That's not Sugar saying this. That's not me.
I'm not
get
saying that
straight.
Yes,
you did. Don't play it off now. It's okay. We're going to get you some help. I promise.
No help.
The last lucky thing I do, we're getting you some help.
Wait a minute.
Google that right now.
There is nothing wrong with being a nymphomaniac, okay, at all.
Whatever.
You just have to be.
Friends with your ex
wrong with being a freak. I cannot understand why people be.
Okay,
they
can't
be a freak. What's wrong with that? What is wrong with that?
I didn't say that you called a freak.
No, when we have that topic, that's when I let loose and y'all can see. But this is, I got to be good on this topic because I can't.
Embrace your freak. Embrace it.
Yes. Please. Another topic. Your inner freak.
Say something.
Oh, my God. That conversation is going to be so nasty.
We've gone from exes to freak. Okay?
There's nothing wrong with being a freak. I think people's definition of freak is, like, out of the norm, or it's, like,
exactly.
Extra more than what, like, some people are used to. Because, and I think, like, normal sex is becoming, you know. Okay,
what the hell is normal sex?
Wait, normal sex is
going to
be in the bedroom? Nobody wants to have sex in the bedroom no more. Go outside, in the hallway.
No. What I'm saying is, have you guys ever heard of, like, FetLife.com? It's, like, a fetish site. Like, people are more into their fetishes now with, like, you know, BDSM.
How do you
like,
know about that website? How do you know about that?
That's because
my coworker were talking about it, and he was telling me, he's this old, creepy-looking white man. He's just, like, he was telling me how he goes on, he has a profile on this website, and he just, you know, he said it has so many fetishes that some of them are, like, considered, like, even, like, not normal for our society. Like, even they have, like, incest on them. It's everything.
Ew.
We don't need to go on there.
If you want to talk about, different.
Chris, you should have a show called The Definition of Freak.
Yeah.
Yes.
I do agree.
I agree too.
So everybody can have their little definition of what freak is. Then you can probably have people send you information of what they think freak is. You can send over here.
Because you have to think about it like this. Just because people take the word freak and put it with whore, they're two completely different things. Just because somebody is a freak doesn't mean she's a freak with everybody. But I feel if you're going to get your ass in the bedroom, be a porn star. Why are you going to be in the bedroom being
a
whore?
I feel like whores and sluts and all that. Like, nobody in this day and age can call anybody a whore.
I disagree with that. I
couldn't be judgmental like that because of everything that I've been doing in my own life. Yes, I may have slept with more men than I really wanted to, but at the end of the day, I did it. I don't regret it.
Now, how many men did you sleep with? Let's multiply that by 10.
Yeah,
oh,
really. That number.
Huh?
What number is that?
The number
is that the number like when the Saints go marching in, that number?
I personally feel like a woman should take the number of sexual partners that she has had in her lifetime to her grave. That is not something that you need to share with anybody.
Yeah,
that is something that you take to your grave.
But Lulu hasn't slept with that much person. She thinks that
she hasn't. I'm not saying she has, even if it was just two. That's your business. That is not something that anybody else should really know about.
You might want the most innocent horse person on the phone right now.
Who was that? Who are you talking about? Yourself? You talking about yourself? Oh, okay.
No,
I'm not a whore.
I'm not even...
I definitely don't participate in whoredom, but freakiness, fuck yeah. We can get our freak on all day.
Y'all make my day.
I guess I'm just like, because recently one of my I'm going to call him my cutty buddy from when I lived in Virginia, he got in contact with me. Yeah, he wants to get back together. He wants to get together because we were never together. We were just sleeping around. And he wants to get with me. And he recently asked me how many men I have slept with since 10.
That's none of his goddamn business.
Yeah, he don't get that privilege now,
Why are you asking that?
How many bitches you fuck? How about that? Why are you asking me? Ask yourself.
Oh, girl.
You ask me no goddamn questions like that. Shut up. I hate that shit. That
ain't no business. She was like, I work 7 days a week, girl. You know I ain't got time for nobody else. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, that's the famous excuse. Yep, I heard that too. That is so
get
true.
Get the fuck out of here.
You know I be working, girl. I ain't got time for no other people. Like, shut the fuck up.
You can go get some.
Why
are
you
taking
some?
Why do you think I'm hitting you up? In the car ahead on lunch and not consider that fucking no bitch because she came and gave you some head during your lunch break. And it'd be 50 different chicks that gave you head over the last year, but you don't consider that being with her because she just sucked your dick.
Right.
And on top of that, he got a baby mama who's crazy. So there's no freaking way. There's no way.
These guys out here, we should have a show and bash guys. Just bash them. Tell them about themselves. Vent.
As much as I love the ladies, I cannot sit on the phone and just bash dudes because, damn,
yeah,
I love
right.
them.
I can't either.
I can't live without them.
Yeah. I'm trying to tell you. I can't do that.
And I feel like a lot of the situations that women are found in, most of the time they put themselves in that situation by ignoring signs or trying to believe in a dream that's not really accurate or keeping themselves in a situation that is like, you know.
Like, love make you do some crazy things, girl.
Yes, it will.
Yeah, love
make you do some crazy shit. Have you looking at your girlfriend and she was doing it like, bitch, what is wrong with you? But if it was you.
Okay, well, I have a question for you guys.
I do, too.
My cousin.
I'm not at the phone, you guys.
Huh?
I'm not at the phone.
Well, you'll be all right. Anyway. My cousin, she is like my best friend. Like, we grew up together in the same house. She came to stay with me during our high school years, closer than close. Recently, she had a baby.
Yay!
Her first child. And her baby father, while she was pregnant, this other girl who was a little younger came out and said, oh, this baby is your baby. And it was a boy. So he got tested or whatever for the baby. The baby's his, okay? But him and my cousin, like, basically, they were having problems their whole, you know, pregnancy and everything. She had a tough pregnancy. He was never really there for her. He was for his both of them. But him and my cousin were engaged. He kept cheating on my cousin with the other baby mama. So my cousin kept breaking off the engagement, and recently she had took out a warrant on him. They got into an altercation, and he drug her across the floor. And this was just like July 4th weekend, and now she texts me today saying they're getting married.
Who getting married?
My cousin.
Getting married.
Her baby daddy getting married?
Huh?
Your cousin and her baby daddy getting married?
Yeah, she says she has prayed on it. This is what God wants for her, and this is it. Like she wasn't even talking to him. Like, when I went to see her, she was not even talking to him. Like, just ignoring the crap out of him. And now they're getting married in 3 weeks. In 3 weeks, by the way.
Wow. Well, Lulu, for real, I totally sympathize with you. I know that you are, like, feeling some kind of way about that. But, for real, all you can do is be supportive, because she's going to do what she want to do regardless. And her heart
right.
is her heart,
exactly.
And the heart is strong. And obviously she wants him, so I'm pretty sure she's telling you and hoping for support, because she probably needs it from somewhere.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like.
But I'm really not saying what I really want to say to her, because I don't want her to feel like, because I know she's waited this long to tell me, and I feel like I don't want her to think I'm being judgmental, but I really feel like you and this guy can't even stay together for a month. Why do you think a marriage is going to fix things? And I don't want her marriage to fail. I want her to prove me wrong, but I don't think he's ready, and I don't think she's ready. Like, they don't have anything. She don't even have a car. They don't have anything. He still lives with his mom. They have nothing.
You're on the outside looking in, so you see all that stuff for face value. She sees him for face value and what she feels.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So she's not really looking at that. And then, you know, everybody, for the most part, how old is your cousin?
She's my age. She's 23.
Okay, so, like, at 23 years old, you think you are ready for the world, and you've been grown for a couple of years, and you got a son, you know what I'm saying? Like, she feels like she's in love, and I know when I was 23, couldn't nobody tell me I ain't love who I was with, you know, and that I knew didn't know this was going to be my husband, and this was it, and I don't care how you feel, this is how I feel, I'm in love. And that's how most people, especially women who are strong-minded women, are. You can't really do anything about that, but tell her how you feel. Give her your best advice, you know what I'm saying, because you love her and that's what you should do. Tell her how you really feel. But be tactful about it and keep her feelings, you know what I'm saying, in mind when you're talking to her, that she does have feelings for him or whatever. You know, don't try not to disrespect him, because it might make her turn on you, you know, because she loves him. But
right.
I think you should tell her how you feel. But at the same time, I think you should just be like, look, if this is what you want to do, I think you shouldn't, because blah, 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 blah. But if that's what you're going to do anyway, I support you. You know, if you need me, talk to me, because 9 times out of 10, she's going to need you. You know that they're going to have problems, that they've always had problems. But you know that. You see that. She don't. So she's going to have to figure that out when it's time for her to figure that out. She will
and
eventually
you're gonna have
at some point in time.
Right, you're going to have to definitely be, I agree with Star 100%, you have to definitely be there for her, because what's going to happen is if something does go down, you're going to have to be the one that's going to be probably to help her pick up the pieces on it.
Right.
I know that's hard.
She's like, oh, this is God, this is what God wants. And, like, she keeps bringing God into it. My mama straight up told her, like, that's not what God wants for you. And I'm sitting here like, you know, I understand if you pray on things and everything, God will show you a way, because that's what I do believe. But I also believe that, you know, everything comes in time. Like, you know, your blessings come in time. I really don't think that boy was meant for her to begin with. Like, if she didn't have the baby, or, you know, would they be in the situation that they're in now? Or, like, would they still be together if it wasn't for the baby?
Well,
the thing
I have to say about that is the fact that you can pray on things and
yeah.
God will deliver them to you, but it does not necessarily mean it's really what's for you. Because God will show you things. It's up to you to see them. And he'll give you what you ask for.
but be careful what you ask for. Because just because you ask for it and he may deliver it to you doesn't mean it is for you. Because he could deliver it to you for you to see, hey, you know what? Okay, you keep asking for it. Here you go. You want it? There you go.
Yep.
This is
That's
what
like
you
that
ask
old saying, watch what you ask for.
Thank
yep.
you. Exactly. So you have to be, you know, it just like Star said, you have to just be, you have to take that with kid gloves, and that's going to be fair. You don't want her to turn against you. You do not want that.
Right. I think you should pray about it too, Lulu. You know, ask God for
yes.
strength to be able to be there for her and not feel biased
right.
about it, you know, so that you can be supportive. Because she's probably going to need you sooner than you think and sooner than she thinks.
Mm-hmm.
But She'll figure it out. Girl, my cousin is going through the exact same thing, and she's 4 months pregnant by the jerk that she's with, who she totally shouldn't be with, but she's 21 and he's 23, and they just know that this is us. We're meant to be. We're soulmates. We're going to be together forever, and she's making a huge mistake, but I can't make her not make that mistake. All I can do is when
right.
she calls me, I don't know why he's tripping, you know, da-da-da-da, talk to her just like I'm talking to you and give her the best advice I can give her and tell her you keep putting yourself in this situation. So as long as you keep doing this, then you're going to keep dealing with this. And one day she'll realize it, and one day she'll make the right decision, you know. I'm sorry you have to go through that.
I
understand.
I just think she's just going to have to get through the fire. Like, that's
yep.
for her to just learn
yep.
and be a better woman. Because she's never even lived on her own before. Like, she doesn't, I feel like she don't even know who she is as a woman yet.
She don't.
She hasn't.
She's too young.
She doesn't have anything, you know, and I know it's her and her daughter, but, I mean, she lives with her sister, who has her own boyfriend. Like, she's never had her own. And her boyfriend, her baby daddy don't even have his own. They don't have, and that's why I just don't understand. I just don't understand.
It would be a better situation if they were not getting married in 3 weeks. You know, if
right.
she would give herself more time to see everything and, you know, grow a little bit. But, you know, the divorce rate in this country is ridiculous. You know, people do not believe in the sanctity of marriage anymore. People get married all for the wrong reasons. That's why the divorce rate is so high. And, you know, if you get into something that's not good in the beginning before you even get into the marriage, then it's not going to be good while you're married, you know. So you already know at some point in time she's going to come to you upset about something, and y'all going to have to talk and be for her and just not any I told you so, you know. Just, I understand you putting yourself in a situation, it'll stop happening when you stop accepting it. That's, you know, whew, being young.
Okay. Well, audience, we are about to disperse. Ladies, I enjoyed you. Two of the only two that are left. Everybody else ran off. I guess they took their little bags and ran off.
Good night, ladies.
Good night. It was a pleasure having you ladies on. Thank you so much. Well, audience, those are my High Society sisters. Love them dearly. They are always so much fun. They will start being back on the show more often, so be ready for that. Again, love you, sugar kisses. Do apologize about the show we're supposed to have for the gastric bypass surgery. Remember, I told you ladies that you're going to have that show on, and it was missed. She will be on next Thursday at 8 o'clock p.m. Her name is Laura. She's going to be on next Thursday, so she will be on next week to talk about her gastric bypass surgery and the dangers, the real dangers of having the surgery, because a lot of people just don't know. They do the surgery and not really look into it and get the full information, and she had it. She was actually dead on the table, so we're going to talk to her. And also, hopefully, within the next 2 weeks, Pet Peeves will be back on, and we'll talk about that again. Until then, love you all. Thank you so much for listening. Mwah. Sugar kisses. Good night.